Skywarn, active.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 3:17 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued the following severe thunderstorm warning. Southwestern Johnston County and East Central Harnett County until 4 p.m. At 3:16 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing quarter-sized hail and damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. This storm is located near Dunn, or 7 miles east of Lillington, and moving northeast at 20 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Smithfield, Clayton, Dunn, Benson, Irwin, Coates, Four Oaks, Buies Creek, and Coates Crossroads. Doppler radar has indicated some rotation within this storm. Although a tornado is not immediately likely, if one is spotted, act quickly and move to a place of safety in a sturdy structure, such as a basement or small interior room. Again, that is a severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Johnson and east central Harnett County until 4 p.m. A tornado watch is in effect until 9 p.m. for the following Central Carolina Skywarn counties: Chatham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Halifax, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Nash, Sampson, Wake, Wayne, and Wilson counties. And a watch means conditions are favorable for severe weather to develop in and around the watch area. The National Weather Service will be looking for spotter reports of severe weather. Spotter reports should include the following: hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement, flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds. This includes down limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn will monitor this frequency for reports of severe weather. We'll be in standby mode, meaning this is a non-direct event and the repeater will be free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. We encourage all stations to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports that meet criteria.
This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for southwestern Johnson and east central Harnett counties. At 3:31 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe storm capable of producing damaging winds up to 60 miles per hour. The storm was located near Benson, or 10 miles east of Lillington, moving northeast at 15 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Smithfield, Clayton, Dunn, Benson, Irwin, Coates, Four Oaks, Buies Creek, and Coates Crossroads. A tornado watch remains in effect for the warned area. Doppler radar has indicated some weak low-level rotation within the storm. Although a tornado is not immediately likely, if one is spotted, act quickly and move to a place of safety in a sturdy structure, such as a basement or small interior room. Tornado watch remains in effect until 9 p.m. Tuesday evening for Central North Carolina. WX4NC, the National Weather Service is looking for reports of severe weather. This includes hail any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter or larger thereafter, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less, and the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, damage caused by high winds such as downed limbs or trees and their approximate diameter, building and roof damage. Skywarn will monitor this frequency report of severe weather should it develop and increase activity as needed with criteria verification. Skywarn is in standby mode. This means it is a non-directed net and the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations, however, leave a longer breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. Please stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina. Skywarn standing by for any spotter reports of severe weather that meets criteria. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina. Skywarn, the National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Johnson County, northeastern Cumberland County, northwestern Sampson County, and southeastern Harnett County until 4:30 p.m. this evening. At 3:38 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing quarter-size hail and damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. The storm was located 7 miles northeast of Fayetteville and moving northeast at 25 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Fayetteville, Dunn, Benson, Godwin, Irwin, Eastover, Coates, Newton Grove, Wade, Falcon, Linden, and Spivey's Corner. Doppler radar has indicated some weak rotation within the storm, although a tornado is not immediately likely. If one is spotted, act quickly and move to a place of safety in a sturdy structure, such as a basement or small interior room. WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn standing by for any spotter reports of severe weather that meets criteria.
This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 3:46 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Cumberland County and northern Sampson County until 4:30 p.m. At 3:46 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing quarter-sized hail and damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. This dangerous storm was located 11 miles north of Jerome, or 14 miles southeast of Fayetteville, moving northeast at 20 miles per hour. Locations impact include Clinton, Roseboro, Stedman, Newton Grove, Salemburg, Autryville, Hopton, Vander, and Bushy Lake Natural Area. Doppler radar has indicated some weak low-level rotation within this storm. Although a tornado is not immediately likely if one is spotted, please act quickly to move to a place of safety in a sturdy structure, such as a basement or small interior room. At this time, we have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for northern Sampson County until 4:30 p.m. There is one in effect for southwestern Johnson, northwestern Sampson, and southeastern Harnett County until 4:30 p.m. And also one for southwestern Johnson and east central Harnett counties until 4 p.m. A tornado watch is in effect for 9 p.m. for the following counties: Edgecombe, Franklin, Halifax, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Nash, Sampson, Wake, Wayne, and Wilson counties. The National Weather Service is looking for the following types of spotter reports: hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter; measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour; measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement; flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs; rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes; and any damage caused by high winds. This includes down limbs or trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn is in standby mode. That means this is a non-directed net, and the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. And we encourage all stations to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. At 3:49 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a flood watch. Multiple rounds of showers and thunderstorms with heavy rainfall will lead to an increased risk of flash flooding late through early Thursday. A strong upper-level low over the Midwest states will move slowly east this week. Several rounds of convection with heavy rainfall are expected to impact the Piedmont of North Carolina this evening, where up to 3 inches of rainfall will be possible. This watch is for the following Central Carolina Skywarn counties: Person, Granville, Vance, Warren, Orange, Durham, Franklin, Chatham, Wake, and Lee counties. The flash flood watch continues for that portion of central North Carolina just mentioned through late Wednesday night. Several rounds of showers and storms with heavy rainfall are expected later this evening and Wednesday. Rainfall totals of up to 3 inches with locally heavy higher amounts are possible. Periods of heavy rainfall may lead to flash flooding in urban and poor drainage areas along with rapid rises of creeks and streams. In addition, many main stem rivers will also be susceptible to flooding this week. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 3:55 p.m., the National Weather Service issued a tornado warning for eastern Cumberland County and northwestern Sampson County until 4:45 p.m. Sampson County belongs to the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. 3:54 p.m. Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado. This dangerous storm is located 12 miles north of Jerome or 13 miles east of Fayetteville and moving northeast at 10 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Roseboro, Stedman, Salemburg, Autryville, Vander, and Bushy Lake Natural Area. Take cover now. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If in a mobile home or outdoors, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. Skywarn is active mode right now. That means this is a directed net and all traffic should be directed to net control. We encourage all stations to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and update. WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports.
WX4NC, the National Weather Service in Raleigh, has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Wilson County until 4:30 p.m. At 3:45 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing quarter-sized hail and damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. The storm was located near Lucama, or 12 miles southwest of Wilson, moving north at 25 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Wilson, Elm City, Sharpsburg, Lucama, Stantonsburg, Black Creek, Saratoga, Sims, Wilbanks, and New Hope. If you are in the path of the storm, prepare immediately for large hail and damaging winds. People outside should move to a shelter, preferably inside a strong building and away from windows. A tornado watch remains in effect until 9 p.m. Tuesday evening for Central North Carolina. Central Carolina Skywarn is in active mode, meaning all calls should be directed to net control. Please stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio for local or local media for further information and updates. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports.
This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 3:59 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 4:30 p.m. for southeastern Cumberland and northern Sampson counties. At 3:57 p.m., the severe thunderstorm warning had been upgraded to a tornado warning, which is in effect until 4:45 p.m. Quarter-sized hail and damaging winds in excess of 60 miles per hour are also likely. This storm is located 13 miles south of Godwin or 15 miles east of Fayetteville, moving northeast at 20 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Clinton, Roseboro, Stedman, Newton Grove, Salemburg, Autryville, Hopton, and Spivey's Corner. Take cover now, move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building, and avoid windows. If in a mobile home or outdoors, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. Skywarn is in active mode. Net traffic. WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 4 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a tornado warning for Wilson County until 4:30 p.m. At 3:59 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado. This dangerous storm was located 5 miles east of Lacoma, approaching the city of Wilson. In addition to a tornado, ping pong ball size hail is expected with this storm. Locations impacted include Wilson, Elm City, Sharpsburg, Lacoma, Black Creek, Williams, and New Hope. Take cover now. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows if in a mobile home or outdoors. Move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. If you're in a school or large building, go quickly to an interior hallway or bathroom. Stay out of auditoriums, gymnasiums, cafeterias, and other large open areas. Severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Johnson and east central Harnett County has expired. That storm that prompted the warning has weakened and severe weather is no longer expected there. However, therefore, the warning will be allowed to expire. WX4NC, Central Carolina Skywarn. This is WX4NC. At 4:04 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. A tornado warning remains in effect until 4:45 p.m. for northeastern Cumberland and northwestern Sampson counties. At 4:03 p.m., Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado, in addition to quarter-size hail and damaging wind gusts up to 65 miles per hour. This dangerous storm was located 11 miles south of Godwin or 14 miles east of Fayetteville, moving northeast at 20 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Roseboro, Salemburg, and Autryville. Take cover now. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If in a mobile home or outdoors, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris.
Skywarn, this is November 4, Papa Lima Charlie Mobile.
November 4, Papa Lima Charlie, go ahead.
Okay, Virginia, let me cut my Viper down here. I've got dime, quarter, and 50 cent size hail falling here in Wilson. I'm located here at Wilson Memorial Hospital at WillMed Nursing behind the hospital on Tarboro Street. And the ice seems to be getting bigger and bigger and is completely just about covering the ground.
Okay, quarter size to 50 cent size pieces of hail covering the ground, and you're at Tarboro Street. And what's the closest cross street to that?
That would be Glendale here by the EMS group. It would be Glendale and Tarboro.
Is that G-L-E-N-D-A-L-E Street?
That is correct.
Okay, when did it start?
Well, it just started about 3 to 4 minutes ago.
Got it. Okay, started 3 to 4 minutes ago, quarter to 50 cent size hail, Tarboro Street and Glendale Street, and this is in Wilson, North Carolina. And have you got a spotter number? I think it's Phil, isn't it?
Yeah, but I don't have a spotter number. I guess I should, but I don't.
Not a problem, Phil. Great report. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Stay safe. There is a tornado warning in Wilson County until 4:30 p.m.
This is getting worse here. The hail keeps getting larger. All righty. Thank you, Info PLC.
Thanks, Phil. WX4NC. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. A tornado warning remains in effect until 4:30 p.m. for Central Wilson County. At 4:39 p.m., trained weather spotters reported a funnel cloud, large hail up to ping pong ball size. The funnel clouds were reported near Black Creek. A tornado may develop at any time. This dangerous storm was located near Black Creek or approaching Wilson from the southwest. In addition to a tornado, large hail up to golf ball size is expected with this storm. Locations impacted include Wilson, Elm City, Sharpsburg, Lacoma, Black Creek, Wilbanks, and New Hope. Sky Skywarn is in active mode. That means this is a non-directed net and all traffic should be direct. I mean, this is a directed net and all traffic should be directed to net control. All stations are encouraged to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn.
This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. The tornado warning remains in effect until 4:45 p.m. for northeastern Cumberland and northwestern Sampson counties. At 4:17, the Doppler radar indicated the severe storm capable of producing a tornado, in addition to quarter-size hail and damaging winds up to 60 miles per hour. This dangerous storm was located 8 miles southeast of Godwin, or 16 miles northwest of Clinton, moving northeast at 20 miles per hour. This tornadic thunderstorm will remain over mainly rural areas of northeastern Cumberland and northwestern Sampson counties. Take cover now. Move to a basement or interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building and avoid windows. If in a mobile home or outdoors, move to the closest substantial structure and protect yourself from flying debris. This is Central Carolina Skywarn in directed mode, and all stations should direct calls to net control. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports.
This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 4:23 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northern Cumberland counties, northeastern Hope County, and southwestern Harnett County until 5:15 p.m. Harnett County belongs to the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. 4:23 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing quarter-size hail and damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. This storm was located near Fort Bragg and moving northeast at 35 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Fayetteville, Fort Bragg, Godwin, Pope Air Force Base, Hope Mills, Spring Lake, Eastover, Wade, Falcon, Linden, Rockfish, Bonnie Doon, Timberlake, and Anderson Creek. Severe thunderstorms produce damaging winds, destructive hail, deadly lightning, and very heavy rain. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of your home or business. Heavy rains flood roads quickly, so do not drive into areas where water covers the road. At this time, we have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for southwestern Harnett County until 5:15 p.m. We have a tornado warning in effect until 4:30 p.m. for Wilson County. We have a tornado warning in effect until 4:45 p.m. for northwestern Sampson County. The National Weather Service at 4:24 p.m. issued a tornado warning for the following counties: southwestern Johnston County, northeastern Cumberland County, northwestern Sampson County, southeastern Harnett County until 5:15 p.m. At 4:23 p.m., Doppler radar was tracking a confirmed tornado 7 miles northeast of Fayetteville. Doppler radar showed this tornado moving northeast at 15 miles per hour. Location impacted include Fayetteville, Dunn, Benson, Godwin, Irwin, Eastover, Coates, Wade, Falcon, Linden, and Spivey's Corner. Take cover now. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If in a mobile home or outdoors, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. We're in directed in active mode. This is a directed net. All traffic should be directed to net control. WX4NC standing by for spotter reports.
Info PLC in Wilson County.
Info PLC, go ahead, Phillip.
Okay, it appears now that we've got golf ball size hail falling at some volume now.
Golf ball size hail is at the same location, Tarboro Street and Glendale Street.
That is correct, over.
Okay, thank you very much, Phil, and stay safe. Appreciate that. WX4NC.
And for PLC, Mo. This is N4.
N4 station, if you're calling Skywarn, go ahead with your report. If you can bump up your power, please do so.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just in a bad location. This is N4 DOS. Where was that report of the golf ball tackle?
Tarboro Street and Glendale Street in Wilson, North Carolina.
Okay. Alright. Thank you very much.
WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter report. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn at 4:30 p.m. The National Weather Service in Raleigh issued tornado warning for South Central Johnson County and Northwestern Sampson County until 5:15 p.m. At 4:29 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado. This dangerous storm is located 8 miles southeast of Dunn or 18 miles northwest of Clinton and moving northeast at 25 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Four Oaks, Newton Grove, and Spivey's Corner. Take cover now. Move to a basement or interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If in a mobile home or outdoors, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports that meet criteria. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 4:31 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a tornado warning for southwestern Wilson County until 5 p.m. At 4:31 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado. This dangerous storm was located 7 miles south of Bailey or 19 miles northeast of Smithville and moving northeast at 25 miles per hour. In addition to a tornado, large damaging hail up to golf ball size is expected with this storm. Locations impacted include Wilson, Lucama, and Black Creek. WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter report. WX4NC, Central Carolina Skywarn at 4:32 p.m. The National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. Tornado warning remains in effect until 5:15 p.m. for southwestern Johnson, northeastern Cumberland, northwestern Sampson, and southeastern Harnett counties. At 4:32 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado. This dangerous storm is located near Godwin or 9 miles northeast of Fayetteville, moving northeast at 10 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Dunn, Benson, Godwin, Irwin, Eastover, Coates, Wade, Falcon, Linden, and Spivey's Corner. Skywarn is in active mode, meaning this is a directed net and all traffic should be directed to net control. WX4NC, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 4:32 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. Tornado warning remains in effect until 5:15 p.m. for southwestern Johnson, northeastern Cumberland, northwestern Sampson, and southeastern Harnett counties. At 4:32 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado. This dangerous storm is located near Godwin or 9 miles northeast of Fayetteville, moving northeast at 10 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Dunn, Benson, Godwin, Irwin, Eastover, Coates, Wade, Falcon, Linden, and Spivey's Corner. WX4NC, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 4:34 p.m., the National Weather Service issued a tornado warning for northeastern Wilson and southwestern Edgecombe counties until 5 p.m. At 4:33 p.m., the public reported a tornado 7 miles southeast of Wilson or 17 miles south of Rocky Mount. Doppler radar showed this tornado was moving northeast at 15 miles per hour. In addition to a tornado, large damaging hail up to golf ball size is expected with this storm. Locations impacted include Rocky Mount, Wilson, Elm City, Pine Tops, Macclesville, and Wilbanks. To repeat, a tornado has been sighted. Take cover now. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If in a mobile home or outdoors, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. Motorists should not take shelter under highway overpasses. You cannot drive safely away from the tornado. As a last resort, either park your vehicle and stay put or abandon your vehicle and lie down in a low-lying area and protect yourself from flying debris. At 4:35 p.m., the National Weather Service issued a tornado warning for northeastern Johnson, southwestern Wilson, and north-central Wayne County until 5:15 p.m. At 4:35 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado. This dangerous storm was located near Smithfield, moving northeast at 15 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Smithfield, Fremont, Micro, Selma, Pine Level, Kinley, Princeton, Lucama, and Buckhorn Reservoir. Take cover now. Move to a basement of an interior room or the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If in a mobile home or outdoors, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter report.
This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. A tornado warning remains in effect until 5 p.m. for northeastern Wilson and southwestern Edgecombe counties. At 4:44 p.m., trained weather spotters reported a funnel cloud, large damaging hail up to golf ball size. A tornado may develop at any time. This dangerous storm was located near Elm City or 14 miles south of Rocky Mount, moving northeast at 15 miles per hour. In addition to a tornado, large damaging hail up to golf ball size is expected with this storm. Locations impacted include Rocky Mount, Pine Tops, Macclesfield, and Wilbanks. Take cover now. Move to a basement or interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If in a mobile home or outdoors, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. Motorists should not take shelter under highway overpasses. If you cannot safely drive away from the tornado, as a last resort, either park your vehicle and stay put or abandon your vehicle and lie down in a low-lying area and protect yourself from flying debris. This is WX4NC. In active mode, all calls should be directed to net control. The National Weather Forecast is looking for reports of severe weather during this event. This includes hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter or larger thereafter, measured wind speeds greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less, and the times of measurement, flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, and tornadoes, damage caused by high winds such as downed limbs and trees and their approximate diameter, building and roof damage. Please stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio for local information and updates. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. A tornado warning remains in effect until 5 p.m. for Central Wilson County. At 4:47 p.m., trained weather spotters reported a funnel cloud, large damaging hail up to golf ball size. A tornado may develop at any time. This dangerous storm was located near Wilson or 19 miles south of Nashville, moving northeast at 25 miles per hour. In addition to a tornado, large damaging hail up to golf ball size is expected with this storm. Locations impacted include Wilson. Additionally, a tornado warning remains in effect until 5:15 p.m. for northeastern Johnson, southwestern Wilson, and north-central Wayne counties. At 4:48 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe storm capable of producing a tornado. This dangerous storm is located 11 miles west of Fremont, or 12 miles northeast of Smithfield, moving northeast at 25 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Fremont, Micro, Selma, Pine Level, Kenley, Princeville, Lucama, and Buckhorn Reservoir. Take cover now in a basement or interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If in a mobile home or outdoors, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. Skywarn is in active mode, meaning all calls should be directed to net control. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any spotter reports of severe weather that meets criteria.
November 4, Bravo, November, Oscar.
Station calling, say again, please.
Yes, the call sign is November 4, Bravo, November, Oscar. My spotter number is Whiskey India Lima 120, and I'm at the intersection of East Langley Road and Bridgersville Road, and we have quarter-size hail at the present time.
Spotter, this is WX4NC. That was East Langley Road, and what was the other road, the intersecting road? Was that Bridgersville Road?
That is correct, Bridgersville Road.
And this is this in the town of Wilson or Wilson County?
Well, it's just outside the town of Elm City, about a mile out of Elm City.
Okay, Elm City, Wilson County. And you said what size hail?
It's quarter size.
What time did it start?
Just started.
Is that the largest you're observing?
Say again?
Is that the largest size hail you are observing is quarter sized?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great report. Thank you very much for it. Stay safe, WX4NC.
WX4NC, MVGY.
And 1VGY, go ahead.
Half mile west of Prince Kelly Road on Range Crossroads. I'm observing a rotational cloud.
Okay, rotating wall cloud. And what direction are you looking?
I'm looking southwest.
Looking southwest. And Dick, I'm going to need you to slow down on the direction. You said a half mile west of what?
Prince Kelly Road. Next intersection road is Fellowship Church Road.
Okay, I've got another net control I was listening to, and we're having trouble copying. 1/2 mile west of, and just give me that first road.
Alright, it's a half mile east of Prince Kenley Road, and about a quarter mile west of Fellowship Church Road on Rains Crossroads Road.
Rains Crossroads Road. And what was the other road that goes with Rains Crossroad? I'm just going to take that one location. What was the other road?
Fellowship Church Road.
Fellowship Church Road. And that was 1/2 mile east of that or 1/2 mile west of that?
1/2 mile west of that and a 1/2 mile east. I'm right between the two roads.
Okay, this is good enough. 1/2 mile west of Fellowship, was that Church Road or just Fellowship Road?
Church Road.
Fellowship Church Road and Rains Crossroads Road. And is Rains R-A-I-N-S or R-A-N-E-S?
R-A-I-N-S.
Okay. And how long have you been observing that, Dick? How long have you observed the rotation?
About 10 minutes.
All right. Anything else?
Yes, Edwin, beat you away.
Great report. Thank you very much. N1VGY in WX4NC.
Go ahead.
That is Johnston County, isn't it?
Johnston County.
Thank you. I just needed the clarification. Thanks a lot. Stay safe. WX4NC.
It's real heavy right now. I'm going back home. N1VGY.
NC4VA, N4BNO.
This is WX4NC, go ahead.
All right, WX4NC, this is N4BNO, Whiskey India Lima 120. I'm at Pender's Crossroads and I am observing a rotating wall cloud at the present time. It does not appear to be descended to the ground as yet.
How long have you observed the rotation?
It just started as I was driving this way, and I got out of the rain where I could see. I could see the rotating wall cloud then.
How many minutes would you estimate that to be?
About 3 minutes.
Okay, and you're at Pender's Crossroads, and what's the closest cross street to that?
It's going to be Bridgersville Road and Town Creek Road. That's Pender's Crossroads is a five-way intersection in Wilson County.
Okay, Pender's Crossroads then and Bridgersville Road. And your spotter number is WIL120. Let me have your call sign again, please.
Okay, the call sign is November 4, Bravo, November, Oscar.
Okay, and what direction are you looking to see the wall cloud?
It's right above me right now, so I was looking south.
Okay. And are you still currently observing it?
Virginia is behind me right now, and I can't stop. I'm in a bunch of traffic.
No problem. And this is still Wilson County. Okay. Thank you for the report. Great report. Be careful and be safe. WX4NC.
This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. The tornadic thunderstorm which prompted the warning has moved north into Johnson County. Therefore, this warning has been canceled. This warning was for northwestern Sampson County, and it has been canceled. However, a separate tornado warning remains in effect for northwest portions of Sampson County until 5:15 p.m. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. The tornado warning for Central Wilson County will expire at 5 p.m. The storm which prompted the warning has weakened below severe limits and no longer appears to be capable of producing a tornado. Therefore, the warning will be allowed to expire. However, large hail is still possible with this thunderstorm around Wilson. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued a tornado warning for Wilson County in Central North Carolina, Southern Edgecombe County in Central North Carolina until 5:45 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. At 4:58 p.m., train weather spotters reported a funnel cloud over Wilson or 17 miles south of Rocky Mount. A tornado may develop at any time. Doppler radar showed this dangerous storm moving northeast at 20 miles an hour. Another thunderstorm with funnel cloud reports continued to move into Edgecombe County. This storm was 5 miles west of Pine Tops and moving northeast. In addition to a tornado, large damaging hail up to golf ball size is expected with this storm. Locations impacted include Rocky Mount, Wilson, Elm City, Sharpsburg, Pine Tops, Black Creek, Macclesfield, Saratoga, Conneaut, and Kaneda, and Wilbanks, and New Hope. Take cover now. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If in a mobile home or outdoors, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. Skywarn is in active mode, and all stations should direct their calls to net control. Please stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. This is WX4NC standing by for spotter reports.
DOS, WX4NC, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am, I just received a report of a funnel rotation on the ground in Dunn, North Carolina, off of 301 behind the Food Lion warehouse.
So a tornado on the ground in Dunn behind the Food Lion warehouse. And what was the, on 301, is that correct, Highway 301? Did you observe this yourself, or you said you received a report? Did you observe this, or where did you receive the report?
The Harnett County 911 Center, I was responding to another call, and they reported it, which several citizens have called it in, and they're confirming it.
Okay, so you heard this off the Harnett County 911 Center. What time was this?
Approximately 1700 hours.
Okay, at 5 o'clock. Okay, thank you very much. And let's see, this would be Harnett County, is that correct?
Harnett County, yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you very much for your report, WX4NC.
This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn with a few updates. The tornado warning for northeastern Cumberland County is canceled. The storm has moved on. The tornado warning for northeastern Cumberland County is canceled as well. The tornado warning for South Central Johnson County will expire at 5:15 p.m. The tornadic thunderstorm which prompted the warning has weakened, and the warning will allow to be expired at 5:15. If this storm strengthens again, another warning will be needed. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued severe thunderstorm warning for southern Johnson County, northeastern Cumberland County, northern Sampson County, southwestern Wayne County, and southeastern Harnett County until 5:45 p.m. At 5:07 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing quarter-size hail and damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. The storm was located near Godwin, or 16 miles southeast of Lillington, and moving northeast at 40 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Smithfield, Dunn, Benson, Godwin, Selma, Irwin, Coates, Four Oaks, Pine Level, Princeton, Newton Grove, Wade, Falcon, Linden, Grantham, Spivey's Corner, and Hobton. Doppler radar indicated some weak rotation within the storm. Although a tornado is not immediately likely, if one is spotted, act quickly and move to a place of safety in a sturdy structure such as a basement or interior room. A tornado watch remains in effect until 9 p.m. Tuesday evening for Central North Carolina. Skywarn is in active mode. All stations should direct calls to net control. Please stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn standing by for spotter reports.
KJ4 something.
TTK.
If you can, if you can up your power any, I don't know whether you're able to do so. If you can, try it, but come again with your full call sign phonetically.
Kilo, John, 4, Tango, Tango, Kilo.
Got it. Go ahead.
Do we have an update on that storm that was in Wilson? My wife is in that area, and they're hunkered down in her office, and I wanted to check on that.
Okay, stand by one moment. Tornado warning in effect for Wilson County and southern Edgecombe County until 5:45 p.m. The last information we have was at 4:58 p.m. Trained weather spotters reported a funnel cloud over Wilson or 17 miles south of Rocky Mount. It says a tornado may develop at any time. Delta Radio showed this dangerous storm moving northeast at 20 miles per hour. Another thunderstorm with a funnel cloud reports was to move into Edgecombe County. This storm was 5 miles west of Pine Tops, moving northeast. Locations impacted Rocky Mount, Wilson, Elm City, Sharpsburg, Pine Tops, Black Creek, Macclesfield, Saratoga, Caneta, Wilbanks, and New Hope. That's the latest update we have on that one.
Thanks, Virginia. I'll tell them to just stay put to at least 5:45. KJ4, TTK, over.
You bet, and if an update, a severe weather statement is issued, we will certainly read it aloud over the air. Stay safe, WX4NC. Severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for southern Johnson, northeastern Cumberland, northern Sampson, southwestern Wayne, southeastern Harnett until 5:45 p.m. At 5:07 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing quarter-sized hail and damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. This storm was located near Godwin or 16 miles southeast of Lillington, moving northeast at 40 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Smithfield, Dunn, Benson, Godwin, Selma, Irwin, Coates, Four Oaks, Pine Level, Princeton, Newton Grove, Wade, Falcon, Lindham, Grantham, Spivey's Corner, and Hopton. Doppler radar has indicated some weak rotation within the storm, although a tornado is not immediately likely if one is spotted, act quickly and move to a place of safety in a sturdy structure such as a basement or interior room. And last of all, a tornado warning for South Central Johnson County will expire at 5:15 p.m. The tornadic thunderstorm which prompted the warning has weakened, and the warning will be allowed to expire at 5:15 p.m. If this storm strengthens again, another warning may be needed. Skywarn's in active mode, meaning this is a directed net, and all traffic should be directed to net control. All stations should stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn standing for spotter reports of severe weather.
This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. A tornado warning remains in effect until 5:45 p.m. for northeastern Wilson and southwestern Edgecombe counties. At 5:19 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a possible tornado. The storm was located just west of Wilbanks, moving northeast at 15 miles per hour. In addition to a tornado, large damaging hail up to golf ball size is expected with this storm. Locations impacted include Rocky Mount, Wilson, Elm City, Sharpsburg, Pine Tops, Macclesfield, and Wilbanks. Take cover now. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If in the mobile home or outdoors, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. Skywarn is in active mode. And we encourage you to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports.
WX4NC, Kilo Delta 4, Uniform Juliet Charlie.
Kilo Delta 4 station, this is WX4NC, go ahead.
Kilo Delta 4, Uniform Juliet Charlie, spotter Juliet Hotel November 173, report through Johnston County 911 Fire and Rescue, tornado on the ground near the 106 mile marker on Interstate 95, moving in a northward direction.
Okay, let me see if I've got that. Tornado on the ground at mile marker 106 on Interstate 95 moving north. Is that correct?
That is correct, and that is coming direct from the 911. I'm monitoring the county radio system because I'm the Aries EC for Johnston County, and I just come across that confirmed by fire department and by law enforcement.
Okay, confirmed by fire and law enforcement. And what time was this?
Approximately 45 seconds ago while the other station was making the announcement.
Okay, and Mike, let me have your spotter number again.
Juliet Hotel November 173. Hotel November 173.
Okay, great report. Thank you very much. Anything else?
Not at this time, and don't take this personal, but it wouldn't hurt my feelings if I didn't have anything else to report either. KD4UJC.
Understood, and I hope for that too. All right, thanks for the great report, WX4NC.
WX4NC, AJ4YA.
AJ4YA, go ahead, Grady.
Good afternoon, Virginia. Have y'all had a report of tornadoes in Wilson today?
Grady, I can't really answer that question. We have had lots of reports, and we're just as busy as we can be. Do you wish to make a report of one?
Negative. My son-in-law's in Wilson, and my daughter's over here. She's upset. I didn't know whether y'all had a report or not.
We've had warnings for tornadoes, but I don't have any confirmed reports.
Thank you, Virginia. AJ4YA, clear.
WX4NC.
This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 6 p.m. for Wilson and northeastern Wayne counties. At 5:35 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing quarter-size hail and damaging winds in excess of 60 miles per hour. This storm was located near Wilson, or 19 miles south of Rocky Mount, moving at 20 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Wilson, Helm City, Sharpsburg, Lucama, Stantonsburg, Black Creek, Saratoga, Wilbanks, and New Hope.
NC4VA, N4BMO.
N4BMO, go ahead.
Yes, Virginia, this is Whiskey India Lima 120. I'm located 1/4 mile west of the intersection of Bridgesville Road and Highway 42, and we just had a wind gust here to 55.5 miles per hour, and that's measured.
And what are you using to measure your wind speed with?
An anemometer.
Okay, is that a professional grade anemometer?
Yes, it is.
Okay, very good. So you're 1/4 mile west of Bridgesville Road and Highway 42, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, what time was that?
17:41.
Excellent. Thanks for the great report. Anything else?
Not at the time.
All right. I appreciate all the great reports that you furnished today. WX4NC.
This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Edgecombe County. Until 6:45 at 5:44 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing quarter-size hail and damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. This storm was located 7 miles east of Elm City, or 12 miles south of Rocky Mount, and moving northeast at 15 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Tarboro, Princeville, Pine Tops, Macclesfield, Ganito, Speed, Liggett, and Kingsboro. Doppler radars indicated some weak rotation within this storm, although a tornado is not immediately likely. If one is spotted, act quickly and move to a place of safety in a sturdy structure such as a basement or small interior room. The tornado watch remains in effect until 9 p.m. this evening. Central Carolina Skywarn is in active mode. All calls should be directed to net control. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports.
This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service is looking for reports out of Edgecombe County. Edgecombe County. WX4NC, standing by.
This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued a tornado warning for Central Edgecombe County until 6:45 p.m. At 5:49 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado. This dangerous storm was located 9 miles southwest of Tarboro and moving northeast at 20 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Tarboro, Princeville, Pine Tops, Macclesfield, Ganito, Speed, and Kingsboro. Take cover now. Move to a basement or interior room on the lowest story of a building. Avoid windows. If in a mobile home or outdoors, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. Central Carolina Skywarn, monitor this frequency for reports of severe weather. We are in active mode and all calls should be directed to net control. Please stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotted reports.
WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service is looking particularly for reports out of Edgecombe County at this time. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 5:59 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. A tornado warning remains in effect until 6:45 p.m. for southeastern Edgecombe County. At 5:59 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado. This dangerous storm was located 7 miles southeast of Tarboro, moving northeast at 25 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Tarboro, Princeville, and Ganito. Take cover now. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If in a mobile home or outdoors, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. Skywarn is in active mode. This is a directed net and all traffic should be directed to net control. We encourage all stations to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. Standing by for spotter reports of severe weather.
This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. The severe thunderstorm warning for Cumberland, northwestern Sampson, and south central Harnett counties is canceled. The storm, which prompted the warnings, has weakened below severe limits, and therefore the warning has been canceled. However, very heavy rain is still possible with this thunderstorm, which may produce deadly flooding. The flash flood warning remains in effect for Cumberland County. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn.
This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Wayne County until 7 p.m. At 6.08 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing quarter-sized hail and damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. This storm was located 8 miles west of Goldsboro and moving east at 20 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Goldsboro, Fremont, Walnut Creek, Pikeville, Eureka, Elroy, Brogdon, Grantham, Marmack, and Nahunta. Doppler radar has indicated some weak rotation within this storm. Although a tornado is not immediately likely, if one is spotted, act quickly and move to a place of safety in a sturdy structure, such as a basement or small interior room. This is WX4NC. Just as a reminder, if you cannot hit the 14688 repeater and you wish to make a report, you can also report through the Central Carolina Skywarn Facebook page. We do have a net controls monitoring that and can pick up your report quite easily that way. WX4NC.
This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7 p.m. for Wayne County. At 6:16 p.m., Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm capable of producing quarter-sized hail, damaging winds in excess of 60 miles an hour. This storm was located 7 miles west of Goldsboro, moving east at 15 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Goldsboro, Fremont, Walnut Creek, Pikeville, Eureka, Elroy, Brogdon, Marmack, and Nahunta. The tornado watch remains in effect for the warned area. Doppler radar indicated a weak low-level rotation with this storm. Although a tornado is not immediately likely, if one is spotted, act quickly and move to a place of safety in a nearby sturdy structure, such as a basement or a small interior room. The tornado watch remains in effect until 9 p.m. Tuesday evening for Central North Carolina. This is Central Carolina Skywarn. Is in active mode. All calls should be directed to net control. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Central Cumberland County and Northern Sampson County until 7:15 p.m. At 6:29 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe storm capable of producing quarter-sized hail and damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. This storm was located 8 miles east of Fayetteville and moving at 30 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Fayetteville, Eastover, Stedman, Newton Grove, Wade, Salemburg, Falcon, Autryburg, Hobton, Vander, and Cedar Creek. Severe thunderstorms produce damaging winds, destructive hail, deadly lightning, and very heavy rain. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of your home or business. Heavy rains flood roads quickly, so do not drive into areas where water covers the road. The tornado watch remains in effect for all of Central North Carolina Skywarn area until 9 p.m. this evening. This is Central Carolina Skywarn. We are active, meaning all calls should be directed to net control. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. The tornado warning for East Central Edgecombe County will expire at 6:45 p.m. The tornadic thunderstorm which prompted the warning has moved northeast into Martin County. Therefore, the warning for Edgecombe County will be allowed to expire. This is WX4. 24NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:15 p.m. for northeastern Cumberland and northern Sampson counties. At 6:43 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing quarter-size hail. The storm was located 8 miles south of Godwin, or 14 miles east of Fayetteville, moving east at 30 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Stedman, Newton, Newton Grove, Wade, Salemburg, Falcon, Autryville, and Hobton. A tornado watch remains in effect for the warned area. Doppler radar has indicated weak low-level rotation with the storm. Although a tornado is not immediately likely, if one is spotted, act quickly and move to a place of safety in a sturdy structure such as a basement or a small interior room. The tornado watch remains in effect for Central Carolina Skywarn area until 9 p.m. this evening. As there are no more tornado warnings in effect at this time, we are going to drop back to a non-directed net for Skywarn. This means that the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. However, we do request that you leave a longer pause between transmissions for Skywarn traffic. This station will monitor for this frequency for reports of severe weather. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports.
This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 7:10 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Cumberland and west central Sampson County until 8 p.m. At 7:09 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing quarter-sized hail and damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. This storm is located 8 miles northeast of Jerome, or 17 miles southeast of Fayetteville, moving northeast at 25 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Roseboro, Stedman, Salemburg, Autryville, Bushy Lake Natural Area. Doppler radar has indicated some weak rotation with this storm. Although a tornado is not immediately likely, if one is spotted, please act quickly and move to a place of safety in a sturdy structure such as a basement or small interior room. Skywarn is monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather. We're in standby mode, meaning this is a non-directed net. The repeater's free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave long pauses between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. And we encourage all stations to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. This is it, WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather.
This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8 p.m. for southeastern Cumberland and west central Sampson counties. At 7:18 p.m., Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe storm capable of producing quarter to ping pong ball size hail and damaging winds in excess of 60 miles per hour. The storm was located 11 miles north of Ammon, or 14 miles west of Clinton, moving southeast at 20 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Roseboro, Salemburg, Autryville, and Bushy Lake Natural Area. Skywarn is in non-directed mode right now, which means the repeater is free for amateur use, although we do request that you leave a little bit longer break between transmissions for Skywarn traffic. Please stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8 p.m. for southeastern Cumberland and west central Sampson counties. At 7:23 p.m., Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm capable of producing large hail up to ping pong ball size and damaging winds in excess of 60 miles an hour. The storm was located 12 miles north of Ammon, or 13 miles west of Clinton, moving northeast at 30 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Roseboro, Salemburg, Autryville, and Bushy Lake Natural Area. This is a dangerous storm. Prepare immediately for large hail and damaging winds. A tornado watch remains in effect for the warned area. Although a tornado is not immediately likely, if one is spotted, act quickly and move to a place of safety in a sturdy structure, such as a basement or a small interior room. The tornado watch for Central North Carolina is in effect until 9 p.m. this evening. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northern Sampson County until 8:30 p.m. At 7:29 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing destructive golf ball-size hail and damaging winds in excess of 60 miles per hour. The storm was located 10 miles north of Ammon, or 13 miles west of Clinton, and moving northwest at 15 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Clinton, Roseboro, Salemburg, Turkey, and Hobton. If you are in the path of this storm, prepare immediately for large hail and damaging winds. People outside should move to a shelter, preferably inside a strong building and away from windows. A tornado watch remains in effect for the warned area, although a tornado is not immediately likely. If one is spotted, act quickly and move to a place of safety in a sturdy structure, such as a basement or a small interior room. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued a tornado warning for Central Sampson County in Central North Carolina until 8:15 p.m. At 7:33 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado. This dangerous storm was located 1-2 miles west of Clinton and moving northeast at 10 miles per hour. In addition to a tornado, large damaging hail of golf ball size is expected with this storm. Locations impacted include Clinton, Roseboro, and Salemburg. Take cover now. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest level of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If in a mobile home or outdoors, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. Central Carolina Skywarn will now elevate to active mode, meaning all stations are requested to go through and call net control. Central Carolina Skywarn, the National Weather Service is looking for reports of severe weather. This includes hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter or larger thereafter, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement, flooding and flash flooding where none normally occur, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, damage caused by high winds such as down limbs or trees and their approximate diameter, building and roof damage. Skywarn will monitor this frequency for reports of severe weather, and if unable to contact us on the repeater, you may make the report via the Central Carolina Skywarn Facebook page. Please stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. A tornado warning remains in effect until 8:15 p.m. for Central Sampson County. At 7:38 p.m., Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado. This dangerous storm was located 11 miles west of Clinton, moving northeast at 10 miles per hour. Golf ball-sized hail and damaging winds are also expected with this storm. Locations impacted include Clinton, Roseboro, Salemburg. Take cover now. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If in a mobile home or outdoors, move to the closest substantial shelter to protect yourself from flying debris. Central Carolina Skywarn is in active mode. All stations are requested to contact net control. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:30 p.m. for northern Sampson County. At 7:43, Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm capable of producing quarter-sized hail and damaging winds in excess of 60 miles per hour. The storm was located 10 miles west of Clinton, moving northeast at 15 miles per hour. A tornado warning remains in effect with the storm until 8:15 p.m. Locations impacted include Clinton, Roseboro, Salemburg, Turkey, and Hobton. A tornado watch remains in effect until 9 p.m. Tuesday evening for Central North Carolina. Skywarn is in active mode. All stations are requested to contact net control. If you're unable to contact us on this frequency, you may do so. You may make your report using the Central Carolina Skywarn Facebook page. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports.
This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 7:52 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a tornado warning for northern Sampson County until 8:30 p.m. At 7:52 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado. This dangerous storm was located 10 miles northwest of Clinton, moving northeast at 20 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Newton Grove, Salemburg, and Hopton. Take cover now, move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If in a mobile home or outdoors, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. The National Weather Service is looking for the following types of spotter reports. Hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds. This includes down limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, and of course any building or roof damage. Skywarn will be monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather that meets criteria. We're going to be in active mode, meaning this will be a directed net, and all traffic should be directed to net control. We encourage all stations to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 7:56 p.m., the National Weather Service issued a severe weather statement. A tornado warning remains in effect until 8:15 p.m. for north central Sampson County. At 7:56 p.m., Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado. This dangerous storm was located 9 miles northwest of Clinton, moving northeast at 15 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Salemburg. Take cover now, move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building, avoid windows. If in a mobile home or outdoors, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. Skywarn is in active mode, meaning this is a directed net. All traffic should be directed to net control. This is WX4NC standing by for spotter reports of severe weather.
Skywarn N4SND, November 4, Sierra Mike Bravo.
November 4, this is WX4NC, go ahead.
Miss Virginia, authority of the police scanner, Sampson County Sheriff is reporting a tornado on the ground, Honey Cut Road between Piney Green and, I'm sorry, I can't recall the other location, but it's near Salemburg, Honey Cut Road, tornado on the ground, authority Sampson County Sheriff's Department. Transmission received 1 minute ago. Go ahead.
Okay. Was this a transmission you heard on the scanner? I'm sorry, I couldn't quite catch that.
That is correct.
Okay, Honeycutt Road near Salemburg, and you heard that at 8:04 p.m. Okay, let me get your call sign again.
November 4, Sierra Mike. Bravo. My name is Steve.
Steve, I got it. Thank you very much. And this would be Sampson County. Is that correct?
Affirmative. That's correct.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate your report. Stay safe. WX4NC.
This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. A tornado warning remains in effect until 8:30 p.m. for northeastern Sampson County. At 8:05 p.m., Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado. This dangerous storm was located 10 miles northwest of Clinton, moving northeast at 20 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Newton Grove and Hobton. Take cover now in a basement or an interior room with the lowest part on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If in a mobile home or outdoors, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. Central Carolina Skywarn is in active mode and all transmission should be directed to net control. This station will monitor this frequency for reports, and you may also make reports on the Central Carolina Skywarn Facebook page. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports.
This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 8:10 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. The tornado warning for north central Sampson County will expire at 8:15 p.m. A separate tornado warning remains in effect until 8:30 p.m. for extreme northern Sampson County. We are operating in active mode. This is a directed net. All traffic should be directed to net control. We'll be monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather from spotters. If you're unable to reach the 14688 repeater, please be aware that you can make your report also through the Central Carolina Skywarn Facebook page. We encourage all stations to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. This is WX4NC standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 8:16 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Wayne County until 9 p.m. At 8:16 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing quarter-sized hail and damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. This storm is located near Mount Olive and moving northeast at 25 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Goldsboro, Mount Olive, Walnut Creek, Seven Springs, Elroy, Cliffs of the New State Park, Brockton, and Marmack. Doppler radar has indicated some weak rotation within this storm. Although a tornado is not immediately likely, if one is spotted, please act quickly and move to a place of safety in a sturdy structure such as a basement or small interior room. Skywarn remains and with a directed net. All traffic should be directed to net control. We encourage all spotters to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. If you're unable to make a report through the 14688 repeater, please use our Central Carolina Skywarn Facebook page, which is being monitored by net control. WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn.
This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:30 p.m. for northeastern Sampson County. At 8:16 p.m., Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado, in addition to damaging winds in excess of 60 miles per hour. The storm was located 12 miles north of Clinton, moving northeast at 25 miles per hour. A tornado warning remains in effect until 8:30 p.m. for extreme northern Sampson County. Locations impacted include Hobton. A tornado watch remains in effect until 9 p.m. Tuesday evening for the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 9 p.m. for southeastern Wayne County. At 8:26 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing quarter-sized hail and damaging winds in excess of 60 miles per hour. The storm was located over Walnut Creek, or 7 miles southeast of Goldsboro, moving northeast at 20 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Goldsboro, Walnut Creek, Seven Springs, Elroy, Cliffs of the New State Park, Brogdon, and Marmack. Tornado watch remains in effect for this warning area. Although a tornado is not immediately likely, if one is spotted, act quickly and move to a place of safety in a sturdy structure such as a basement or small interior room. This is a supercell thunderstorm. Due to the rotating nature of these storms, they are capable of producing all types of severe weather, including extremely large hail, destructive straight-line winds, and possibly tornadoes. Move quickly to a safe shelter, preferably in a basement or in an interior room such as a bathroom or closet. The tornado watch remains in effect until 9 p.m. Tuesday evening for the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports.
JJS.
This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. The tornado warning for North Central Sampson County has expired. The tornadic thunderstorm which prompted the warning has weakened and severe weather is no longer expected. Therefore, the warning has been allowed to expire. Central Carolina Skywarn is still on an active, and this is the directed net. All calls are requested to be directed to net control. Skywarn will monitor this frequency for reports of severe weather, and we encourage you to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. You may also make a report on the Central Carolina Skywarn Facebook page. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports.
JJ4HTA is listening.
This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service in Raleigh has canceled Tornado Watch number 117 for Lee County only. Tornado Watch 117, previously in effect until 9 p.m. for this evening, is now in effect until 11 p.m. for the following counties: Edgecombe, Franklin, Halifax, Harnett, Johnston, Nash, Sampson, Wake, Wayne, and Wilson. Again, the Tornado Watch has been extended to 11 p.m. for those counties. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather.
WX4NC, W4TTO.
W4TTO, good evening, Joe. At this point, we don't have any severe thunderstorm warnings in effect except for southeastern Wayne County, and that's until 9 p.m. There are no tornado warnings in effect. So unless something changes, I say let's run concurrently.
Okay, thank you, Virginia. I was wondering because, to my knowledge, our backup repeater is still down. So anyway, I'll be calling the net, and I'll make sure I leave plenty of pauses for any Skywarn traffic on W4TTO.
Okay, that'll be just fine. If a tornado warning is issued, we will need to go to a directive net. So I don't know that one will be, but hopefully it won't. We can get through the net. If so, could you be prepared to conclude the net fairly quickly?
Absolutely. Conclude it or cancel it. So, just jump right in there if you get any type of alert. W4TTO.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate the cooperation. WX4NC.
This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. The severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Wayne County will expire at 9 p.m. The severe thunderstorm which prompted the warning has moved out of the warned area. Therefore, the warning will be allowed to expire. Central Carolina Skywarn is in standby mode. That means the repeater is free for amateur use. We do request that you leave a longer pause between your transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter report. Calling Skywarn, if you were, try again, please.
This is KV3JJJ. Good evening. I just wanted to give you a quick little informational tidbit. Now that it's quiet, kind of slow on the net, But on the Broadcastify feed tonight, we had a peak of 621 listeners. And for about 3 hours, Central Carolina Skywarn was actually the number one listened to feed on the entire website.
Mike, thank you so much. Did not know that, and I appreciate that information. How about during the announcements on the net tonight? Would you share that?
Oh, sure thing. I would love to. Definitely. I actually forgot it was net night. It is Tuesday, isn't it? Oh, it's been a long day. Thank you for everything you've all done today. You've all done an amazing job. It was I hate to say a wonderful net because of all the tornadoes we had, but simply wonderful job tonight.
Well, thanks, Mike, and I hope this is certainly the trend is toward things winding down and weakening, although the watch has been extended to 11 p.m. But we will have the Central Carolina Skywarn net, and I think Nick's going to talk about what maybe to expect for tomorrow and the upcoming week. There won't be slides this time around, and maybe a few comments about tonight, and I'll have a few announcements, but I hope you will jump on and share that, because that's interesting, and again, thank you for all you do to provide that live audio streaming. You're very much appreciated, Mike. WX4NC.
Oh, no problem, Virginia. You know me, I love doing it, and I guess I upgraded that system to the right time. My record overall since I started streaming back in 2010 is 676 listeners, and that was back when we had the horrible tornado outbreak on April 16, 2011. But we came awfully close today. But okay, thank you for everything, Virginia, and I will talk to you later. This is KB3JJJ.
Okay, take care, WX4NC.
Skywarn, clear.
WX4MMM, clear. And this is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. The tone's been brought down. Nevertheless, Central Carolina Skywarn remains activated. We're on standby mode, meaning the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave some pauses for any traffic. Tornado watch is still in effect for Edgecombe, Franklin, Halifax, Harnett, Johnston, Nash, Sampson, Wake, Wayne, and Wilson counties until 11 p.m. A watch means conditions are favorable for severe weather to develop in and around the watch area. We encourage all stations to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. And again, we're in standby mode in a non-directed net. WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any spotter reports of severe weather.
WX4NC, KK4BVR query.
KK4BVR, WX4NC.
Yeah, John, I was going to ask Virginia, were we supposed to be notified after we took the on-air spotter training back in March, completion of that?
Roger your comment, Wade. No, you would not be notified yet. The all of those spotter IDs are still being worked on by the National Weather Service. It's been a very busy time, first part of this year, and Nick is working on it, and he sends his apologies for not being able to get them out, but they're coming. The check's in the mail, Wade. Does that answer the question? Go ahead.
Partially. I already have a number. Mine was basically just a refresher.
Okay, well, has it been 3 years since you had the refresher?
I took the refresher that we had the on-air training, I think it was in, was it February? Or no, March. And I think it had been maybe 2 years. So I was still good, but I figured while I had it on the air, I'd go ahead and take it.
Roger, that's fine. Your current number is still valid, and so there's really no rush on it, but they're going to be issued here shortly. Thank you for the comments, Wade. WX4NC.
KK4BVR, clear.
WX4NC, WX4MMM.
WX4MMM, WX4NC.
Good evening, John. This is Bob. I just talked to NC4VA, and I'm here to relieve y'all at this time, and I'll cover the net until the watch expires at 11 p.m.
Roger, roger. WX4NC turning control over to WX4MMM as WX4NC. K3RHJ, clear.
Okay, John, thanks a lot, and you have a great evening. And tornado watch remains in effect until 11 p.m. For Edgecombe, Franklin, Halifax, Arnett, Johnson, Nash, Sampson, Wake, Wayne, and Wilson County. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skyline, standing by for severe weather report. WX4MMM with Central Carolina Skywarn, the National Weather Service has canceled the tornado watch for the area. Since the severe weather threat has diminished, we will now conclude Skywarn activity at this time. On behalf of the Skywarn program, we would like to thank the Piedmont Coast Repeater Network for the use of the repeater. We would also like to thank the amateur community for giving Skywarn traffic priority, and all stolen spotters who have participated. I have now returned the repeater back over to normal amateur use. This is WX4MMM for Central Carolina Skywarn.